Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
High school football postseason continuing this Friday night, and after COVID issues shut down the South Panthers for five total days, athletic director J.R. Holmes told me Monday night, game on.
They started practice last Friday, so we're gonna play with what we got and what we'll get as the week goes on and do our best. I just wanted to do that. It's good for the seniors to have another game, and I think that's part of sports, that you got to sometimes have some good and the bad, and you got to continue on, and we're going to do our very best, and the coaches are preparing the best they can get them prepared, and we get different players back here this week at different days. I have to sit out with the contract chasing. We'll see how that goes and get them prepared the best we can and head south.
Head south they will. Athletic director at South, J.R. Holmes. The Panthers 4-3, Castle 5-3. By the way, J.R. told me game time Friday night for the Panthers at 7:30. Southsiders haven't played a game since October the 2nd. Edgewood hosts Washington on the red carpet Friday night at 7. Broadcast game will be Mike Glasscott, Dave Novak. Follow the 4-4 Cougs to Evansville North. Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. Kickoff at 7:30 Friday night. Our thought for the day, your journey never ends. Life has a way of changing things in incredible ways. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
That wasn't bad, was it, Saturday? But a new work week now has started for Tom Allen's newly minted 17th-ranked Hoosiers after that monumental win Saturday over Penn State. That final 142, as good as I've witnessed, and that was just to get the doggone game to overtime. And you know, when push came to shove, Michael Penix, who struggled early, didn't late. And as Coach Tom was telling us Monday via Zoom.
Sometimes I think you overthink things, you know, and I think because we kept having three and outs and not getting any rhythm offensively, you know, he just never really got a chance to be who we all know he is. I think just timing and chemistry of an offensive group. Every year's a new year. You have some new pieces for sure. I just think the more we do this, as that game wore on, obviously we played a whole lot different there at the final. A few snaps that when we needed to. You always talk about being your best when it counts the most, and that's what he was.
Off to Rutgers for the Hoosiers against the Scarlet Knights, who, they had their own spotlight shining on them Saturday, didn't they, huh? By the way, safety Jamar Johnson, a co-Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week, and the Michigan game, the next home game, November 7th, a noon kick. Our thought for the day focuses a matter of deciding what things you're not going to do. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.